Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Cassidy Pope, who will
Hello.
Be...
Hello!
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
No problem. No, thanks for joining us. Are you kidding me? The reason we're talking is she's going to be performing in a star-studded lineup on Monday for July 4th, the Capitol 4th show, the concert. Thanks so much for joining us, first of all. And second of all, how excited are you to do this show?
I'm so excited. You know, every 4th of July is different, and this is the first time I get to be in Washington, D.C., actually celebrating the 240th anniversary of this country. And it's an honor to be amongst all these great artists and just to be in that city for 4th of July. It's going to be awesome.
Did you say this is going to be your first time in D.C.?
No, it's the first time in D.C. on the 4th of July. So
okay.
It means a lot. I've been to D.C. a few times.
Okay, you've performed here at other shows and stuff?
Oh, yeah, I've been there. My boyfriend's actually from Baltimore, so I've gone through there a few times.
Oh, nice. Well, there you go. Yeah. We got a local connection. Is he going to be coming? Is he going to go to the show?
I'm going to try and get his family to come. He's a musician, so he'll be doing stuff. But, yeah, my mom and sister are flying in. His parents might come, so it'll be a whole family ordeal.
Well, there you go. Who knew? Who knows? She's dating a dude in Baltimore. All right, there we go. Tell me about, because you're going to be playing with some really big names here. I mean, you got Gavin DeGraw, Kenny Loggins, and Smokey Robinson. I mean, the list goes on and on. Did you grow up listening to some of these people, and how surreal is it going to be to share a stage with them?
It's going to be so surreal. I mean, you grow up listening to these artists, and you never really think that you're ever going to be in the same situation as them, let alone the same show, the same stage. So it's going to be kind of a pinch me moment. I've had a lot of those this year, from Think of You with Chris Young going number one to this happening. So it's just going to be like the perfect way to celebrate America. And I'm going to look around and just be starstruck, but it's going to be fun.
Definitely. In addition to all the, you know, all the cool superstars, and you know, we have the On Your Feet, the musical, the NSO, a bunch of people. But in addition to that, it's also, you know, it's different than just a usual concert. It's got a little, you know, a little you get choked up, a little patriotic fervor to it. Explain sort of how looking out over that crowd and seeing all, you know, the people dressed and they're decked out in their red, white, and blue, and their flag and the fireworks going off. You know, why is it important to celebrate this young country, 240 years? We're a little baby.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I mean, we walk around every day and we kind of forget that our lives are, we're just so lucky to have what we have and to be free. And, you know, we take a lot of it for granted without even knowing it. So I think being up there on that stage, looking out and seeing all the people being so proud, and also I get to have the National Symphony Orchestra behind me. It's just going to be such a beautiful moment. So it's just going to be one of those moments where I'm just so proud to be an American.
It's going to be awesome. You're going to probably get some goosebumps staring out there. Awesome. Tell me, I got to ask you about, take me back to, it's been a couple years now since you won The Voice, right?
Yeah, it's been about, almost 4 years in December. It's crazy.
Yeah. Take me back to the moment that that you were on the stage there, and you were like, wow, my life changed forever.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. I kind of thought that I would be in for maybe a round or two and get some exposure and try and go off the coattails of that, not knowing that I could win the thing. So it really took me by surprise. But after the show, just so much has happened. The show really changed my life. I'm able to have a career now. I'm able to do great things like this, playing at the Capitol 4th. And also, I've got a new EP out called Summer, and the single's out with the music video. And I got to do a duet with Chris Young, and that went number one. So it's just all because of that show, and also all the work that I did before that, you know, with my old band and touring and everything. So it's just, it's been a really fun year to kind of celebrate everything that's happened.
Definitely. And I know, I remember on the show, you were Team Blake, right? You were a Blake Shelton protege on the show.
Yes, I was.
What was it like working with him? And what was it like working with him on the show? But B, you know, have you stayed in touch? You know, his career has also really took off since the show as well. But, you know, do you guys stay in touch?
Yeah, definitely. I actually sent him Summer before it came out and got his feedback on it. And it was just great to kind of, you know, utilize that resource, because he's not only a great friend, but he's so smart and so great at what he does. So it's just, smart for me as a newer artist to kind of go to him and ask questions. And he's just always been really nurturing and just open to kind of give me some advice.
Awesome. And I also know recently you toured with a couple other heavy hitters. What did you learn from touring with Tim McGraw and Dierks Bentley?
Oh, man. I learned a lot. They're both so different on stage, which is really fun for me because I get to kind of compare and take notes. But Tim McGraw has just always been this very regal guy on stage. He just kind of stands up there and connects with his fans through his lyrics, and he doesn't, you know, jump around like crazy and run around. He makes that connection through his lyrics, whereas Dierks is, he still connects with the fans through the lyrics, but he's more of a jumping around, going crazy kind of guy. So I think I just learned to find your niche and play into that. You know, I love interacting with fans on stage. I don't really rehearse what I'm saying in between songs that much. I kind of just go, you know, with what feels great in the moment. And it's kind of a little bit more less rehearsed for me. And that's something that I kind of got from Dierks and Tim.
Definitely. You grew up in West Palm Beach, Florida, right? How did you get into singing in the first place? Were there some, you know, old country artists or any genre really that you think were inspired you as you were growing up?
Yeah, I mean, I took voice lessons since 4 years old, so there was really nothing else I ever wanted to do with my life. Just from a young age, I knew I wanted to sing forever. And it's funny, I actually would tune in to Capitol Force every year, so it's kind of surreal that I get to be on there. But and I looked up to artists like Shania Twain and Martina McBride and Trisha Yearwood. I was always huge into country, and then, you know, through my teenage years, I got more into rock music. So I loved listening to Avril Lavigne at the time, was very rock, and
right.
Bands like Foo Fighters and Blink-182. So I grew up with a very eclectic, taste in music, but I took voice lessons, and that was what saved me, because now I have, you know, I sing correctly and I have endurance to kind of go on tour and sing a lot and not get sick. So that was a real blessing.
Definitely. And I mean, now all the different genres you mentioned have sort of fused into one. Like, today's country music is a little bit of everything. So you came up at a good time for that. Awesome. What else? I mean, what else is on the horizon? You have any new albums coming up?
Yeah, I just released an EP called Summer. It's got 4 songs on it, and it's part of a Complete My Album for my album that will be coming out in the fall. And I'm still finishing that with my producer, Corey Crowder. And in the meantime, I am playing shows. I'm doing fairs and festivals, obviously with Capitol Force. And then in the fall, I'm back on tour with Chris Young for the I'm Coming Over tour. So, yeah, it's great. I get to go out there and promote the EP and keep promoting Summer as my single. And people can check out the music video. It's out everywhere. And I'm very excited.
Awesome. Definitely. What can you tell us what can we expect to hear at the Capitol Fourth show? Is it going to be Wasting All These Tears or Think of You, or is it something new, or what do you got? What do you got?
I'm actually going to do my second to last single, I Am Invincible. Just felt like it was a really fitting song for that, and especially with it, you know, airing to all the troops. I just feel like it's a great song for them to hear, and just Americans in general. It's a song about, you know, defying all the odds and coming through the other side a stronger person.
Well, if anyone knows about that, it's you. So thank you so much for defying the odds and getting to where you are, and keep up the great work. And we're excited to see you on at the concert.
I'm excited too. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye.